Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, we're back at it Friday morning here on 96.5 The Fan. It is Fesco and Dusty and Mac, and it's the roundtable segment, all brought to you by Kansas Lottery, where we dream bigger. Matt McMullen of Chiefs.com taking pictures of himself in studio. Good morning, my friend. Thank you.
It's at the new mic flag, not of me.
All right.
Some advertising for you guys.
There you go. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Do for you as well at Chiefs.com, where you can see Matt McMullen eating like Matt Nagy. You can see him in a Hallmark movie. And you can see him covering the Kansas City Chiefs. Been quite a little two-week jaunt for you here, my friend, huh?
Well, particularly with the McDonald's thing, I don't want anyone to question what I will do for this team. I'll do anything it takes,
right?
Whatever it takes to help us win. If it means going to McDonald's and eating 10,000 calories in one sitting, I will do it.
Yeah, and that, you know, obviously is a superstition that Nagy had back in the day and whatnot. And I love the stories of the old guard that have been with Andy forever, and Veach has told us this story before where he goes, I used to have to run and get cheeseburgers all the time for these guys late at night before the drive-thru closed. So, like, that's how Brett Veach started fetching cheeseburgers and laundry, and now he's looked at as the greatest general manager ever. That's working your way up, you know?
Aren't those stories cool?
They are.
Really, Matt Nagy's story is cool as
Matt's
well.
Matt's great as well.
He was selling insurance and Pennsylvania, and then just started interning for Coach Reed, and now he's an offensive coordinator.
Right.
I mean, it's incredible.
So
but yeah, Brett Veach.
There's a chance.
There, anyone out there, if you think you know football, there is a chance.
There is a chance. Absolutely. Yeah. I know I'd be better than 50%. Spector said I'd be better than 75% of the head coaches now in this league.
He's your boss and bias.
But he would tell me, believe me, because we've been together a very long time. He goes, I used to think you were full of it, but now I understand you actually really know what's going on. Okay. I'm like, all right, I appreciate that. But so how was that meal? Take us through that whole thing and what you ate and how you felt and all of that.
How long did it take you to order it, by the way?
Pretty quickly.
Okay.
Because the social team had me memorize it.
Oh, okay.
What they actually put out was like a super condensed version. The actual video itself could have been like, I don't know, a good 15 minutes.
Oh, no doubt.
There's some good stuff in there that didn't make the cut.
Yeah.
So I'll try to remember it. It was a McDouble, a Filet-O-Fish, which I was concerned about, but actually was pretty good.
I love the Filet-O-Fish.
Really?
It was a pleasant surprise.
Isn't the bun the best? It's nice and smooth and soft and just so good.
And it's like a fish stick sandwich. It was great. Yeah. I enjoyed
tartar
it.
Tartar sauce and everything?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A Big Mac, a hot fudge sundae.
Six nugs.
A Diet Coke, six nugs with barbecue sauce.
Yeah. And you smash it all.
I think that's it.
How long did it take you to eat it? 15 minutes?
Well, I had to eat it all in 10 minutes, just like Coach Nagy.
Oh, you did? Okay,
yeah.
so you motored through it.
I sure did. And it's not as bad as you would think. So I was pretty worried going into it. Like, I don't know if I can do this. And about halfway through, I'm like, I feel fine. And I was telling Mac just now that even when I finished, I was like, that wasn't so bad. There's no fries. The fries are the biggest component of it that I think if you eat a whole bunch of fries, it fills you up.
Not the fillet of fish. That's not the biggest concern of it. It's the fries.
There's no fries.
There's no fries. So that's why you're able to consume all this stuff. No fries.
Okay.
So I don't know if I'd recommend it, but it is doable. I didn't totally hate myself.
Okay. I was going to say, did you sleep for a few days after that food coma or anything?
So I did it at like 2 p.m. I didn't eat the entire day until we got there. Right. Didn't eat the rest of the day after.
Okay.
I just had one gigantic meal.
Okay.
And went to home, went to bed.
Went home and went to bed. And woke up the next morning and felt great.
Right? Felt okay.
Did you eat the next day?
I did eat the next day. I was back on schedule the next day.
Okay. Because I get to be a week from Thanksgiving.
You know, I don't think I have. I think I had enough for quite a while.
That one guy that ate it for a month or whatever it was, the supersized me, he's dead.
He is?
Yeah, he just died.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, he ate it for, I think it was 30 days. Did you ever watch that documentary?
No.
It's called, like, supersized me.
I know what it is, but
you're
I never
saw it. One of one now, alive. But yeah, he watches it, and it's like by like day three, because he has to eat it for every meal, every day for a month straight, I think is what it is. And
okay.
By day three, it's the filet of fish that gets him.
There's nothing you could eat for 30 straight days that you would feel good about.
Oh, I can give you a few.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What are they?
Pizza, tacos.
See, I disagree. You like day five, six, you're like...
So I actually kind of did this once. My wife takes amazing care of me to the point where when she leaves, I kind of don't know what to do with myself.
Uh-huh. She doesn't make meals and freeze them for you.
Says Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
I mean, my mother does that for my father. He couldn't work the microwave.
What a lady.
I mean,
that would help. She doesn't do that. Uh-huh. That would help because I remember one of the first times she went home for Christmas and I stayed here because we had football. I tried like a pizza bender. And I had pizza every day for like five straight days. By day four, you just can't do it.
You can't. You're just like looking at it. Like that's the Thanksgiving thing that I had. I was like, I'm done. I just can't anymore. Just get rid of it.
Can't do it.
I'm out on all of this.
Yeah.
So you did that, and then you did the Hallmark movie. I got to see that, which I thought the movie was great. I loved every minute of it. And I thought you were the best part of the entire movie. I mean, hey, Trey, come over here and sign the card. You know,
that whole thing was so cool because they told me a few days beforehand they wanted me to have like kind of like an extra type part. And I was like, great, sounds good. And I showed up. And it wasn't until I got there that I knew I had a line. And the same thing happened for Trey. Trey didn't know what his lines were when he got there. And he actually had like real dialogue, which is kind of difficult. And I thought he did a great job. But my favorite part of the whole day, and it was actually at night, it was at like 9 p.m. for 3 hours.
Oh, God.
Him and I were just hanging out in one of the suites, just practicing. So my part was super easy. It was basically me just listening to him practice and being like, you're doing great. But just got to hang out with Trey for 3 hours, and then we did it, and it was awesome. Thought the movie turned out great.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just another funny thing that all of us in Kansas City are living this fever dream, you know?
Right.
And now we have a movie about the Chiefs. And pretty cool.
And then Taylor shows up yesterday at Children's Mercy Hospital and does what she did yesterday. You're right. Like, we're living. It is a dream, man. Like,
have
what we're living.
Have you gotten to meet her yet?
No, she's walked by me a couple of times. But
you just went speechless?
Yeah, I'm not going to be like, hey, you know. Yeah. Like,
hey, I starred a Hallmark movie. You and I are kind of on the same level.
Yeah, I didn't know. Well, I mean, she doesn't have an IMDb page, and you do probably now. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure she does have one, but
sure she does.
I didn't know if there was ever like a moment where like, you know, you're doing something or maybe there's, you know, hey, like.
You know what? You just reminded me of one thing. So we usually always do our pregame show outside in the elements, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
But when it was raining for what game was it? The Buccaneers game, where it was like a torrential downpour and our cameras would have gotten soaked. So our production team was like, let's just do it in the locker room club. And you know the band Creed?
Mm-hmm.
So Creed was there because they were doing a show a few days later. And we had Creed like on our pregame show with Mitch and I. And we have our headsets on in the locker room club. We can't hear anything else going on. So there's this video of Mitch and I talking to Creed and just interviewing
Creed
them.
Creed the band or Creed the player?
Creed the band.
Okay.
Interviewing them, talking to them. And Taylor walks right behind us. And everyone is cheering and yelling.
And you think it's for you.
Well, no, they can't hear anything.
We can't hear anything. We have no idea this is going on. But if you freeze frame our pregame show, you can see her in the background. So now I can say she's technically been on the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
She has been.
She's been
that's
on the
cool.
show.
Yeah. She pulled the Bob Fesco and like photobombed you.
Yeah, that's right.
She is the best though. And it's just so cool the stuff that she does for the people of this city. Like she doesn't have to do that.
Or her own people. She gave everybody like bonuses and all that sort of stuff. Like
yeah. $197
million or whatever it was.
Yeah, crazy how she just, you know, she's so generous and we're so lucky that she's here. And again, I'll go back to ripping on Tony Dungy because I can't stand the guy for his comments about Taylor Swift. Like people who don't understand what she's meant to a lot of people in this town and in this world, you're clueless. You just are. I mean, she's like the greatest person on earth right now.
Yeah, and it's really cool. She has taken an interest in Kansas City.
Right.
I mean, she could totally just come in here for the games and leave, and she does so much more than
that. Can she play left tackle?
We could ask her.
Yeah. Who's going to play that position this week, Matt McMullen? Tell me.
That's a good question.
Thank you.
I always laugh when you do that when I'm listening on the air. It gets me every time. DJ Humphries hasn't practiced this week. We'll see what Coach Reed has to say today. But I think all options are on the table. I think Coach Reed's playing it close to the vest intentionally. And we might find out today. We might find out on game day. But I think in addition to that, there are things you can do with the game plan that can help mitigate the left tackle situation. And when you're playing a pass rusher like Myles Garrett. I thought Patrick Mahomes made a great analogy earlier this week. He compared Garrett to a great hitter in baseball. You don't just give a great hitter fastball after fastball after fastball. You keep him off balance. You change speeds, change pitches. I think you do that in this game with the game plan. Run screens, misdirections, jet sweeps, run the ball, stuff like that, and mix in the deep passing game as well. And you can keep him off balance and hopefully make sure he doesn't wreck the game.
What is the Chiefs' curveball?
Well, the curveball, I think Mac talked about this earlier, and I always think about this when we're playing players like Max Crosby or Nick Bosa or Joey Bosa. Run right at them with misdirections and screens right at them. And they can't just be head full of steam going after the quarterback. If there's any doubt in their mind at all, it changes everything, in my opinion. And there's been so many games over the years against the Niners where Nick Bosa doesn't have a huge impact because you actually use his aggressiveness against him. We saw that with Jerick McKinnon for years with screens and jet sweeps and Mecole Hardman too. Mm-hmm. We have the players to do that. So my mindset going into this is take advantage of that aggressiveness of Myles Garrett, take advantage of the great pass rusher that he is, and don't just drop back with seven-step drops the whole game and try to pass it deep, because that's where he thrives. That's what he wants you to do. You can still do that sometimes, but if he has any doubt in his mind at all about, hey, are they going to run right at me, or is this going to be a screen over my head, it really changes his whole mindset, in my opinion.
You know, Matt and I were talking before the segment started, and we were talking about that game from last night, 12-6. We're like, God, they scored 40-some points the week before, and then it's a 12-6 final. And I said to Matt, I said, just when you think you know everything about the NFL, you know nothing about the NFL.
Like the weather report.
The weather report, Alex Gold giving Celsius temperatures and things like that, freaking everybody out.
Yeah, what did he say? It was going to be like
seven. Seven. He had a chance of snow.
And Kling goes, wait a minute. I thought it was going to be 43.
All of us immediately going, what?
Because he started packing on Wednesday because he's such a, over-preparer.
What else has he got to do?
Right.
So
KU basketball?
Yeah, here and there, maybe. Yeah. But I wanted to ask you, we think all this Myles Garrett stuff is going to be an issue. Is this one of those where we're so focused on Myles Garrett where it just doesn't become an issue?
Well, it depends how the game flows. It's part of the game. I mean, you have to be accounting for him when you're the Chiefs offense. But at the end of the day, he is one player.
Yeah.
And you can attack this defense in a multitude of ways. Their defense is kind of interesting. So it was really good last year. It's number 26 in the NFL in scoring this year with a lot of the same players. The turnovers kind of play into that. They've had to defend a lot of short fields. They have a great pressure rate, number two pressure rate in the NFL. No surprise with Jim Schwartz and Myles Garrett. And they also force a lot of negative plays. They have the most negative plays forced in the league this year. But it's kind of boom or bust because they've also allowed the second most plays of 20 or more yards in the league this year. And it's kind of split down the middle between passes and runs. So you can get big plays on these guys because I think they're kind of committing. They're going all in on, hey, we think this guy has the ball. We're going to blitz here, stuff like that. And you can take advantage of that, I think. Now, it can also go the other way if they're getting a bunch of negative plays, forcing the Chiefs into second and 16. That's the game the Browns want to play. For the Chiefs, just stay ahead of the chains against these guys, and hopefully we'll bust a few plays as well.
I'm interested to know, because your partner in crime said a name that was kind of out of nowhere, but I think it's obvious, Samaje Perine.
Yeah.
So I said, I think this is a non-normal game for the Chiefs. I say that because I don't know anything about football, but I wouldn't mind seeing Kareem and Pacheco get 15 carries each and kind of really, nip the bud of Myles Garrett and kind of, do your own thing. And then he was like, Dusty, I'll give you another one, Samaje Perine. Because if you do have to pass and do have to be quick with the football, he's a guy that's not afraid. Myles Garrett, TJ Watt, whoever it may be, can step up and pop him in the mouth. And he gave reference to the play that he had against Derwin James that allowed Mahomes to hit Worthy.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think that's another name in this game that could be a very vital piece, because it was around this time last year where Rashee Rice kind of stepped up and was like, I know I'm a rookie, but we don't really have anything else right now that's dependable. And this is a game where I think Xavier Worthy can be that guy where it's like, you're worried about 95 on their team. Let me use my speed to debunk that.
I thought Xavier Worthy grew up a bunch last week. Two third down plays where the Chiefs had to have it. The first one was at the end of the first half on the drive that led to the DeAndre Hopkins touchdown. Third and 10. Big catch, keep the drive going, ends in a touchdown. And then, of course, the final drive, none of the theatrics happen with the doink and everything.
Yeah.
If Xavier Worthy doesn't catch a 14-yard pass on third and seven.
That's right.
So Xavier Worthy became the guy in a lot of ways last week where, hey, Patrick Mahomes can count on him in the biggest moments of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Don't discount that. That's important. That matters a lot. That's more important to me than if he had seven catches for 110 yards and
I'm
a blowout.
With you. Yeah, he emerged as the go-to guy because I think if you were watching the game, you
over
probably
DeAndre.
As of right now, yeah.
And Travis.
I think so. I mean, the two biggest moments of the game, Patrick went to him. And he came back to it, too. Like, he was like, and I don't want to get geeky and all this, but it was like, you just saw it and you knew it. You went, he's here.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I still think it's 87, but I get what you're saying. Yeah. He has his trust now. He's in that ring of, like, I can give this play to this guy. Because I think 87 and 15, that's just like, that's number one.
Well, we saw that at the end of the game, too, right?
The play where he just sat there in the zone and just was like,
That was as cool a play as I've ever seen. That Travis so awesome. Kelce play at
Mahomes
the end.
Mahomes avoids a sack, steps up, hits him, and Kelce just sits there and goes, you can tap me down if you want.
Right. I'm not getting up. I'm old now, and just touch me and we're good to go. Like, it was just the perfect play, you know?
Anyways, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but go ahead.
No matter what anyone wants to say about the Chiefs, like, oh, they're not scoring enough points or not winning by enough, whatever, that drive is a great example of why the Chiefs are the Chiefs. If you make any mistake at all, even if you've played a great game, the Chargers give the...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Ball the Chiefs at the 40-yard line because of the kick that was
what
short
was
of the landing
doing?
Zone. I think he just mishit it. But when you make a mistake like that, the Chiefs will make you pay for it.
In that moment.
They'll make you pay for it.
Yeah.
Like, so that's why the Chiefs are what they are, and that's why I have full confidence in them moving forward and in the playoffs, no matter what happens in a lot of these games and the crazy endings, because when it matters most, they find a way. These games don't happen in a vacuum. It's not done just on a computer. It's not like a simulation, even though it kind of feels like it sometimes. It's humans with emotions, and in that moment, the Chiefs know what to do, and they know to take advantage of mistakes.
Yeah.
We saw it yet again, and yeah, the play to Travis at the end. Dodging the linebacker, you know, and then hitting Travis, just an amazing play.
How many times has Mitch pulled you into a room this week to talk about P. Ryan, though, and about that block?
Mitch and I are the co-presidents of the Samaje P. Ryan fan club.
Okay.
We have been since day one.
Do you have a restraining order? Because I know Lefevre
we have membership
does for
cards.
Me. I got a 500-mile radius. I can't be near Ryan Lefevre. So do you have that for...
Well, remember, P. Ryan with the Bengals would kill us.
Yeah.
With the Broncos, killed us. And then when we signed him, it's like, oh, my God. We got Samaje Perine, and we were treating it like it was this gigantic free agent signing. And, you know, some people in the office were like, yeah, no, third down back. It's like, no, it's more than that. Think about screens. Think about third down. And, you know, he gets 8 yards on a quick little pass, and he's helped us in so many ways. Just a great football player. And that pickup and pass pro, Dusty's right. The rest of the play doesn't happen if he doesn't make that play against Derwin James.
Right.
Going 100 miles an hour. Imagine standing there and Derwin James is coming at you with a running start, and you just have to, you know, protect Patrick Mahomes against him, and did a great job.
Yeah, he's been fantastic. Defensively, you know, Mitch talked about getting that swag back with us. McDuffie and him had that conversation of trying to force some turnovers. Can this be that week? I know Jameis is very turnover prone.
Yeah, I think so in a lot of ways. So with the Browns offensively, I almost don't even pay any attention to what happened the first 7 weeks. They're a totally different team in how they approach everything. First 7 weeks of the year with Deshaun Watson, they had the lowest passing yards per game of any team in the NFL.
That guy just sucks.
Since week eight, they're number three in the league, 382 passing yards per game. And they're number two in the league in passing attempts per game with 43. Mm-hmm. They're going to throw the ball. And they get a whole bunch of yards, but as we all know with Jameis, there's a good and the bad. Since week eight, when he took over, they have 13 giveaways, most in the NFL. That's what's going to happen when you have Jameis Winston as your quarterback. He's a gunslinger, going to be some big plays, also going to be some turnovers. For the Chiefs, can they take advantage of the opportunities? Because there will be opportunities. Mm-hmm. It's all about, do you take advantage of them? We have just 10 takeaways this year. That's third fewest in the league. There's some randomness in that, and some teams just aren't throwing the ball a whole lot against us, whatever it may be. You're going to have chances in this game. Can you take advantage of it? And Mitch and I were kind of talking about, after that McDuffie interview, think about the Chris Jones sack that got him the incentive in week 18 last year. Otherwise meaningless, but you could tell it meant a lot to the players. They were all happy and excited and cheering, and there was energy there. I think in this game, if, let's say, Trent McDuffie has a pick six or Jamari Connor has a forced fumble, there's a big defensive play that helps us win the game. You can build off that moving forward. Mm-hmm. So I'm hopeful because I know the Browns are going to give you chances. If you can take advantage of them and it can be maybe in a big moment, that's something you can look back on a month from now and be like, that's kind of when the defense got their swag back.
Yeah, and the thing is for me, though, I look at it and I'm like, I don't know that the defense, quote unquote, has lost its swag other than they feel like they have to play perfect because the offense is kicking too many field goals still. Turn a field goal a game into a touchdown, and I think we're having a different conversation nationally about this team right now.
Last 5 weeks, the Chiefs are just 8 of 20 in the red zone in terms of scoring touchdowns. And that includes the game against the Bills where we were 3 of 3. So the rest of the games in that stretch, a lot of field goals, not a lot of touchdowns. That's more than 40 potential points left on the board. These games aren't close if the Chiefs, instead of being 1 for 5 in the red zone, they're 2 for 5 or 3 for 5. And a lot of these, I mean, I look back to the Panthers game. At one point, it's a 7-3, right? And then the Chiefs are knocking on the door of scoring again. It could be 14-3. We'll kick a field goal. Now it's 10-3. Then the Panthers score. Now it's 10-10.
Right.
So there's been a lot of times in these games where I think we have an opportunity for a knockout blow, and then you can't finish in the red zone, and that lets the other team kind of hang around. And we've seen that. The chances are there for the Chiefs. Just a matter of finishing in the red zone. They've done it. I mean, from week 7 to 9, when they were playing like the Niners, the Raiders, and the Bucks, they were like 11 for 13 in red zone touchdown efficiency. We've seen it this year. Mm-hmm. Just in kind of a lull right now. Got to find a way to finish in the red zone. And I'm with you. The defense can maybe play a little looser.
Yeah.
Who's the X factor in this game?
Ooh, the X factor in this game.
Dante Hall.
X factor in this game. Let's go with Kareem Hunt back home in Cleveland. I think Kareem Hunt wants to have a big game back in Cleveland. And, you know, looking back to 2017 or 18 when we went back there and he had a big game, a couple touchdowns, I think. Mm-hmm. But Kareem Hunt has a big day returning back to Cleveland.
That'd be good. I like to see him kind of get his swag back a little bit, too, and get Pacheco going a little bit as well.
He had a good game last week. Yeah. They just stopped running the ball.
Then they stopped running the football. Yeah. I don't look at this as a quote-unquote get-healthy game. At this point of the season, you're a 3-10 versus a 12-1. It just doesn't feel like that kind of game at all.
Well, it's because of how Jameis is playing. I mean, even though they're not winning all these games, he started 6 games. They're 2-4. They beat the Ravens. They beat the Steelers. Could have beat the Steelers a second time. That Broncos game was like one of the games of the year.
Yep.
Yeah. And these guys are pretty good. They're playing good football. When they don't turn the football over, they're really good. The thing is, the turnovers kind of come with their style of play. And again, it's keen to take advantage of it. And the teams that have beaten them this year, at least with Jameis, took advantage of the takeaways.
Let's finish with 3 rapid fire ones. You ready?
Let's go.
Detroit, Buffalo, and why?
So Bob and I were talking about this off air. obviously, I want Detroit to win because
makes your job easier.
It gives a lot of cushion for the one seed.
You don't have to travel.
There's a lot going on in this game. I think it's going to be a high scoring game. I just have a hard time believing Buffalo loses two in a row. But if there's one place they're going to lose right now, it might be Detroit on the road. So I'll go Detroit, but it'll be close.
Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, and why?
I think Philadelphia. I don't really know why. It's just a feel thing. I think Pittsburgh's really good, but I think Philadelphia, if they can break a few runs with Saquon, could win that one. The battle for Pennsylvania. That's tough. I think because it's in Philadelphia, I'll go Philadelphia.
Yeah, and Pittsburgh, we said, hasn't won there since 68.
What? That's crazy. Yeah. I guess they don't play very often, but still.
They have not won there since 1968.
Okay. Well, then I feel good about it then.
And then Russell Wilson's 4-0 against Philadelphia in his career.
Really? Yeah. When's the last time he played them?
Probably his last year in Seattle.
Yeah, been a while. Guess.
But I think with all the distraction that's going on in Philadelphia right now, I just think it's going to be a big game for A.J. Brown. I mean, they tend to have big games when everybody's counting them out. You know,
like Debo Samuel last night.
Debo was huge last night.
Yeah. And then last one, where does your wife make you put all of the conference championship hats?
they're at work. Okay. She actually, you know what's funny though?
Yeah.
Is she's so big in the organization, she sent me this like $15 hat organizer.
Oh, that's cool.
That she's like, you need to buy this. Like, yeah. And then maybe we can put it up somewhere.
See, you're going to display it, right?
I think I need to display it because there's 16 of them now.
Yeah.
There's 9 division title hats, 4 conference championship hats, and 3 Super Bowl championship hats.
And he's got hopefully a koozie thing going Soon on. I'm trying to get him to display all his koozies in
over 100 koozies.
You know, one of those picture boxes or something like that.
Like a shadow box.
Yeah, shadow box. That's the world.
Well, I keep all my credentials. I've kept every credential I've ever gotten over the years with the hope of putting them in a shadow box one day.
A lot of people in media do that.
So they're in like a drawer right now. Going to do, and I started this years ago, I was going to put a map of the United States up and hang the credentials from like each location.
Yeah, that's cool.
I can't find a map big because these credentials are big now, you know? Mm. And like, it just looked like a total mess. I would have to paint in like an entire wall
just
of my basement.
Little pins in there from where you've been.
But I wanted to hang the credential up.
But I mean, credentials are like
credentials.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I have to paint an entire wall in the house.
You
have
to go
get
one of those maps that we grew up to school with, where they pulled it from the ceiling.
I had one like that. Yeah. It wasn't big enough.
Wow.
Yeah. So like, it would have to be an entire wall to do that.
Have a painter come to your garage and paint a map on there.
Yeah, maybe could do that. Yeah.
To spend $10,000 on
a United States map. Yeah.
We appreciate the time and all your work at Chiefs.com.
Well, I appreciate you guys.
Thanks for coming in for the roundtable, Mr. Matt McMullen over here for us. So good luck in Cleveland. I don't know what you're going to eat there, but it's got
to
be.
You got to go to the Winking Lizard. They got good wings.
That doesn't sound like a place to
It's good. I'm telling you. The Winking Lizard.
I'm just glad it won't be 7 degrees because I got spooked there for a while.
Celsius.
The 45 degrees will feel great now.
Oh, that's great. Matt McMullen
here.
He's
never living that one down.
Brought to you by Kansas Lottery. Dream bigger. That is the roundtable. Safe travels. Have a good time at Cleveland, buddy. And we'll talk to you shortly, I guess, because we'll be in the playoffs soon.
That's right. That's the goal. I appreciate you guys.
All right, brother. Take care.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with 2 sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.